1 Timothy 4, 4 and 5 says, "For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer." On countless numbers of dinner tables on Thanksgiving Day in America, families will gather around a big, fat, juicy turkey and eat a feast that will include dressing, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes or yams, green beans, cranberry sauce, and all sorts of food, and then dessert. And those who are observing the actual reason for the holiday will say a prayer of thanksgiving, not just for the day's meal, but for the food God's hand has provided all year long, and for all the other blessings He's bestowed on us and our families and loved ones. But there is a movement to try and convince Americans not to do this. It's not a movement to keep us from praying, although there are plenty of efforts to do that as well. This is a movement to try to convince or force Americans not to eat that turkey, or ham, or any meat at all. And you know that efforts to forbid us from eating meat is satanic. Our text says, "For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer." So right there in God's word, we're told to thank God for every creature that we are about to eat. And Satan hates God's word. So to oppose praying over and eating every creature provided for our good is a satanic act. Now, that may sound extreme, but this fact is actually stated in no uncertain terms in the previous verses of our text, giving the context. In 1 Timothy 4:1, it begins by saying, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." And then in verse 3, the third doctrine of devils listed is, quote, "commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth," end quote. Now, I've tried to explain this to people over the years, but a lot of people don't seem to understand the gravity of this movement to use government power and government agencies to destroy American farmers in order to control what we eat. And those who try to go around these efforts will then be taxed or audited by the IRS into bankruptcy. And it's not just politics. It's the agenda of Satan, doctrines of devils. The World Economic Forum with their Great Reset say, "Let them eat bugs." The communist NEA Teachers Union and our government-controlled public education camps with their curriculum are indoctrinating children to say, "I love eating bugs." Religions that forbid eating meat are satanic. Nonprofit organizations propagandizing to push people to eat bugs instead of meat are satanic. Government agencies working to destroy the supply of meat and raise the prices to make meat something that only elites will be able to afford are satanic. Let's be clear that if you choose personally to have a vegetarian diet or you just don't like certain meats, that's not a sin. You may be doing that to lose weight or because of dietary issues, and there's nothing sinful about that. What we're talking about here is commanding people to abstain from meats. There's a satanic spirit behind that. And that's no joke. It's Bible. I've tried to explain this to people over the years, and they laugh it off, even as I'm telling them. It's not a joke. So when you pray at your Thanksgiving Day feast on Thanksgiving Day, and every time you pray over your food, you ought to remember that any attempt to force you not to eat meat is satanic, while you should pray over that creature you're about to eat and thank God for it. It's a biblical practice. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and by prayer. That's Bible. Happy Thanksgiving.